Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Carlos Crane is back, Mr. Santana himself, 23 after the hour, thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Dr. Tim Urban is our guest, our good friend, longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust. His new book is called Extraordinary Influence, How the Best Leaders Bring Out the Best in Others. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're launching this book today, available wherever books are sold. Tim, in the last segment, you talked to us about words of life and ways of motivating people, how to bring out the best in them. Can I tell you a quick story about one that I'll never forget as long as I live? I was probably about 26 years old. I'd just gone to work for Xerox. I'd been working for them for about 9 months or so, and I got off to a good start. I liked what I was doing. I was good at it. I'd already been a professional salesman. I'd already long since worked my way through college selling on commission, put my wife through. So I'd been selling a long time when I went to work with them. But they trained me really well. So I showed up at a district, at a regional office, at our regional office. I was working out in the country, you know, plowing the field in a few outlying counties. And I showed up for a meeting, and it turns out that the regional vice president was there. Big dog. And they were all standing around him, and he was talking. I came in, I walked in the building, and I walked up to the group, and I was just kind of standing around, minding my own business, trying to see what I could hear. And all of a sudden, the guy, the big dog, walked over and toward me. The crowd parted, and he looked at my boss, and he poked me right in the chest. He said, "I want you to hire some more like him." I didn't even know he knew I existed. You think that didn't light a fire under me? You think that didn't? How hard do you think the buttons were stressed on my chest?
Jim, the brain.
You know how long ago that
the
was,
brain
Jim?
Burst.
You know how long ago that was? I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Well, the brain thirsts for affirmation. And if you want to give people what they need, affirm them.
Yeah.
And the deepest way to affirm them is to breathe words of life into their core, to talk about their courage or their judgment or their wisdom, I mean, their candor, you know, things that took courage. These are all things that resilience, when people do something that's really hard and they stick with it, they show
perseverance. He held me out as an example. I mean, my goodness. That's huge.
That's the ultimate affirmation, is to praise somebody in public. By the way, you know, I love small business, and that's why I enjoy being on your show. And whether you have one employee or 5,000, I mean, these concepts apply, that we have to affirm people in our world of work. People are desperate. They're thirsty for affirmation. And when that boss walked over and said, "Hire more like him," that was the ultimate affirmation. He was saying, "You're great. You are terrific. I love you.
The reason I think it was so powerful, he didn't walk up and say, "Jim, you've really been doing a good job lately," or "I'm really proud of how well," which a lot of people would have a hard time doing.
But just so
he said it in a way that was comfortable for him, but it still affirmed me. And so I guess my point is, you can do it, and can't you do it in different ways?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about that. And sometimes people don't feel so comfortable doing it. I mean, you know, I've heard people say, "Well, just too personal. It's awkward, you know," or "I feel embarrassed about this kind of stuff." I mean, they're sort of a task-oriented leader. Well, that's all fine and good. But what I say to people is, you got to learn how to do this. You got to learn to cross that barrier. And this is not complimenting people about their clothes or complimenting people about their hair. I mean, that's all fine and good. This is about affirming their character. It's about affirming who they are. It's affirming that person inside them. And that's what happened in that great example you just gave. you got the deepest form of example or of affirmation.
So what are some other things that we can do? You had a number of examples in your book.
Yeah, and I think the key thing is that, you know, we have to one of the things I'm recommending we do is really reevaluate performance appraisal. Performance appraisal, Jim, in my experience, is the most hated event in corporate life.
by both sides.
By both sides. The people, the recipients, the annual performance appraisal, and the people who give it, they hate it as well. And I'm suggesting it is an absolute waste of time in most cases, and it's also the most hated event. So I'm suggesting that we start doing this very differently. You know, when you try and summarize an entire year of work in one meeting in December, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I say is, look, you need to have performance conversations every day, all along the way, saying, hey, how are you doing? How'd you feel about this? Hey, I thought you did a really good job on that. And then occasionally really affirming people with words of light. But a lot of companies, a lot of big companies are getting rid of these real complicated numerical systems. And
Thing about the big companies, they kind of have to do this because otherwise they can't keep up with which managers are doing the right thing. You know, some people might not be, but small businesses is a little easier to do that. Hey, Tim, I need the website, please.
ExtraordinaryInfluence.com is the book website. People can go there.
And it's just out now, right?
Today.
Today. Thank you for letting us launch it on the show. And good luck with it. And, hey, Tim, come back soon. We got more of this to talk about.
We just scratched the surface of this book, trust me.
Dr. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Extraordinary Influence. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.